said, boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
And good afternoon, and welcome to Community Living Radio here on the NCRA Networks and here on our Friday afternoon flagship station, Vancouver's Co-op Radio, 100.5 FM. So, as everybody knows, it's just me, and Kelly is away in Cambodia. He's off doing the Habitat for Humanity thing, and he'll come back with some really cool stories, I know. But I'm actually joined with a really good friend and a friend to the community and the creator of Empowerment Cartoons. And she is the main producer at the Sorceress Raven production studio for animation, and Marie Kearns.
Hello.
So you're here to give us some updates about what's going on with Tales of Mithril?
Right.
And Sorceress Raven?
Absolutely.
Cool. So where should we start?
Good question. Well, we just finished the animation teaser for the animated series, and that's posted on our YouTube channel. You can find it on Tales of Mithril. If you go on YouTube and just type in Tales of Mithril, spelling for that is M-Y-T-H-E-R-W-R-E-L, and you'll find our official animation teaser for the series.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
We'll play that in a second. So what is Tales of Mithril about again, and what is the purpose? What are you trying to do with the story?
Well, we're aiming for girls 12 and up, and it's about empowerment and shoot for your goals, and just no matter how many times you fall down, just get back up and dust yourself off and just keep going after what you believe is what your heart really wants. And for these two girls, they want to become great sorceresses. One of them especially wants to become the next guardian of Mithril. And we follow their paths and their stories, and we see how they progress through the trials and errors.
Oh, cool. So, because we really can't be without Kelly, right?
No.
We have to somehow incorporate Kelly?
Sure.
Yeah. We have a clip. And a clip is actually, you guys are just on Access TV, right?
Yeah. That will be airing. We actually got some sneak peek clips special for you guys out there.
Yeah.
It will also be on Shaw Cable Television, Channel 4, February 9th, February 13th, and February 14th at 8 p.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m.
Perspectively.
Yes.
Yes. And Kelly was the one who did the interview, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so let's go to a clip.
Kelly Rayburn here for Access Television. Tales of Mirthwell is an animated series about a young girl's dream. Two main characters on this series are Thina and Ajnia. They have their home to attend to University of Sorcery called Garjneo. Now, Tales of Mirthwell is the creator series by Marie Kearns, who has illustrated these characters, and Ian Flirts, who's casting creator of producer of Zuck and Friendly Arc. I welcome you both to the program.
Thank you for joining us.
Now, how did you choose to start this series?
Well, I started drawing these characters back in 1989, and from there they developed accordingly. Actually, Thenia, her original name was Taya, mm-hmm. and later on she became Thenia. Ajnia started off with orange hair, and she developed into blonde hair. Mm. And
what was the difference on that? What kind of difference on the hair design?
Not much difference. Thenia had pretty much a ponytail, but she also had more hair hanging down, mm-hmm. where now it's all up in a ponytail. And Ajna used to have a little tiara, and it doesn't have a tiara anymore.
Mm. Now, what range would this series be underneath? What kind of age would be underneath?
Well, the goal is to keep the girl, target the girls ages 12 and up. Mm-hmm. That's usually the age where girls are finding difficult time to find themselves and to encourage their goals and dreams. Right. And that's the focus on this series, is to empower young women and to just keep fighting for their goals and struggling. No matter how many times they fall down, get up and try again. I, for example, have experienced many times falling down, but I got myself back up, and now here I am, finally getting towards my goals and my dreams.
Right. Now, Ian, you do the voice character of Tales from Earthrealm, but you also do the Zug, the friendly orc. Tell me the difference between those two, the mm-hmm. Zug and Tales from Earthrealm.
Well, certainly. First off, the main thing is the demographic that Marie's going for is above the 12-year-old audience for females 12 and up, mm-hmm. whereas Zug, the friendly orc, as an anti-bullying cartoon show, is going for the 6 to 12 demographic to get them a little younger. And it's definitely designed that way in terms of the storytelling structure and everything else. Fast-paced, but fun and exciting, and not scary at all. So the children really are going to enjoy it.
What was the original name on the series?
Well, for me, how it came about for myself was, as a voice actor, I was having fun just making voices. Mm-hmm. And I made one for a video game called Baldur's Gate back in 1990. And 1999. And I had so much fun with it. I'm like, well, what can I do with this? And it all just came together one day. All 10 characters came into my brain. And from there, I was able to create the anti-bullying theme.
Mm-hmm. And for you, what was originally?
Well, back then, it started off as called the Pixky Fairies. And then later on, I was playing around with words, and the word Mithril mm-hmm. came out. And I'm like, oh, that's even better. So mm-hmm. since then, I had it as Tales of Mithril.
Mm. Maybe explain a little bit more on the two characters, the Thenia and the Ajna, a little bit more.
Thenia, she is very aggressive at times and very strong-willed, and she would at times act before thinking. Mm-hmm. And so that gets her into a lot of trouble, and excuse the Star Wars term, turns the dark side.
Mm-hmm. So your website again is?
For the series, is called talesofmithril.com.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you.
So it looked like you guys were having a lot of fun. We're going to actually maybe get that up on our Community Living Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Put the clip up there. That would be pretty cool. So, you know, you were talking about the characters. What in life inspired you to even start?
I think both Thenia and Ajna are a little bit of me. Mm-hmm. Each one has a little bit of myself in them. For Ajna, a bit on the shy side, and I used to lack in confidence, and then I grew past that and started saying, well, I'll just do it anyways, regardless of what anybody else tells me what I should do. And with Thenia, I would be in one of the scenes that we have in the pilot episode. Thenia is bullied by some of the students, and she just turns around and basically kicks them in the butt.
So no bullying for you, huh?
No, people stopped bullying me after that.
Yeah. But it sounds more like with the whole thing, it's not maybe you're also trying to be the person that stops you see the person being bullied and you try to step in and intervene. Was that you?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes I just like I would survey it, and if it got any worse, then I would just jump in. But otherwise, I'd just keep an eye on things. Yeah. But I rarely would notice that, and I'd be like somewhere else usually when that happened.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, having worked with you and everything several times on different projects, I noticed that you're the little powerhouse. Strong things come in small packages, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. So this was born from your heart, not just something that came in your head. It was something born from your heart.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, it started off as a coloring book, actually. My high school was involved in something to do with doing some kind of like a brunch thing for certain students at a school. I can't remember what school it was, but they wanted to do a coloring book for these kids. So one of my teachers saw me drawing and said, well, can you draw some of these characters for a coloring book? So no problem. And most of the characters there were for boys. And then I decided, well, I'll draw some for girls. And then that's how the pixies and the fairies and Ajnia first came about.
Yeah.
And then after Christmas, I just revisited these characters. And back in 1990, I just added color to them and thought, okay, well, they're starting to develop into something. And then as the years grew on, the characters themselves began to tell me a story through the illustrations that came out.
Mm. And the reason why the characters are mystical fantasy, like pixies and fairies and all like that, any particular reason or just...
Just magic in the heart, I guess. It's just natural. People like magic, and they sometimes relate more to beings with magical powers versus regular people.
Hmm, that's probably very true, considering the DC Comics and Marvel Comics were very successful with Superman, Batman. Mm-hmm. In Spider-Man on the Marvel side, you know, mm-hmm. and the Flash, you know, with the X-Men.
Mm-hmm. Most shows that I grew up with. So yeah, a lot of that inspiration, really stuck with me.
Yeah. So it's probably really good that that those inspirations have stuck with you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what are some of the next stages? What's going to happen?
Well, next stage is looking into getting some funding so we could actually move forward into getting the pilot done. And so we need to get more animators and some more 3D modelers, mm-hmm. involved with this project, and it would be great to get that done with some funding so everybody could come home with a paycheck.
Ah. Yes. So... You know, paychecks can be fun things, right? Depending on what they bring. You are listening to the Community Living Radio on CFRO 100.5 and on the NCRA networks. And we're speaking here today with Marie Kearns about Tales of Mithril, and she's about to tell us what it's going to take to actually. In detail, maybe, about what it's going to take to actually get an animated series started.
Usually funding to start.
What about team members, things like that?
Definitely team members. We got we already have a small group of people working on this project. We got Matt Taylor, who's in the States, and he's been helping with the rigging and animation. And we got... voice actors. We got Ian Fultz that is our casting director. He also does some character voicing in the series. We also got Samantha White, who's doing Thenia, and Tiffany Norris, who's voicing Ajnia. And we got...
Tiffany, is that Kagi Magic Tiffany?
Yeah, Kagi Productions. Yeah. She focuses a lot on 2D animation. I'm currently working with her on a video game doing character design and 2D animation.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You start to remember names.
Yes. Yes. We also got my cat, who's lending his growling voice as Makara, the baby dragon, and Earl Thomas, who's voicing the mentor.
Yeah, and as we began the show, or as I should say, Radio Eco Shock ended, Earl has done a new PRA for us. He's known as The Voice.
Yes.
He's one of the best narrators I've ever known.
And that's his strengths, actually. He's very, works in a lot of narration books and commercials.
Yeah. So what's it like to get all these guys together with all their voices and everything?
Well, it's really exciting. I mean, they, especially when they listen, when they want to take direction. No, they want to receive direction on their voicing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but, so.
It's all about the team, and everybody's a team player with this project. And always open for suggestions and ideas from other people. But mostly, they believe in the story of Mithril, so they want to be part of this project.
Yeah. I guess it's important to have people actually believing in the project, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. With enough funding, we could get more people aboard and really go on at it with the pilot episode.
Yeah. So about how many hours is it of art and work is it going to actually take to make a pilot episode? And how long is the pilot episode going to be?
Well, we're looking at probably a 22-minute pilot episode, about 10 to 22 minutes, roughly. It'll take probably at least 4 to 6 months. We get the right people to come aboard and get started with the 3D modeling, mm-hmm, and rigging and animation. And that's...
So not just one rigger, you're talking multiple riggers.
Yeah.
Like one for each character, or... How are you going to...
Depending on how many riggers we could get aboard, but and how many characters that we have in the pilot.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always best to start with as minimal characters as possible so we don't confuse our audience with all these characters.
Oh, yes. A focused message is always best, right?
Yeah.
Yes. So, but it still sounds like an awful lot of work.
It is, and it'll be fun, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, it's going to be a lot of work. We got the concept artist in Spain who's been really amazing with some of the environment art, and so we got a general idea of what the world's going to look like, and the artist is José Germain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So... Unfortunately, this is radio, so we can't actually show you what any of that looks like. But,
however,
we can actually play part of the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Now, who was the composer?
Anthony Chu, and he's actually done feature films in Hong Kong. So we're excited that we have him aboard on this project.
Awesome. Yeah. So let's play the clip.
Journey with us on a magical ride through space and time to the garden planet of Mithril, a world of magic, dragons, pixies, and fairies, a world that will soon hang in the balance. Two girls are about to encounter their destinies. Which path will they choose?
So, tell me, young prodigy.
I am the one that will bring the guardian to her knees. of Mithril will be mine.
To go to Garda would be an amazing opportunity for me. Mother would want me there.
Let's begin.
Wow. It kind of grabs you, right?
Yeah.
It just kind of sucks you right in.
Yeah.
You should see the effects that go with it, so we will actually have to share all this on our Facebook page later on. Mm-hmm. Wow, Anthony, he really outdid himself on that, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. All I did was give him a few directions. Like, think of Celtic and Native and combine the two. Like, Native drums and yeah. Celtic flutes, and he just went all out, and I even suggested some cello.
Yeah, it really, really comes together.
Mm-hmm.
So, I also know that the Sorcerer's Raven is also involved in some other cause work too. So, do you want to mention any of that stuff?
Pardon?
Like, you guys are working with other causes, like, to do with like fibromyalgia, things like that.
That is correct, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. We're doing some animation for their documentary. And we've also worked on a feature film teaser for An Open Door.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And also some logo animation and 2D animation with a. The studio Kagi Productions. Yeah.
So cool. Yeah. So it sounds like you guys are like really involved, really trying to build this into community and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, if you want to check out any updates or anything, you just go to sorceressravenproductions.com.
Cool.
And if you want to check out updates for Mithril, we're on YouTube. Just type in Tales of Mithril, or on Twitter, we're at Mithril. And, of course, Facebook is Tales of Mithril. So if you want to come and follow us and subscribe to us.
Yeah, I also know you guys use the hashtag. So anybody out there, if you search the hashtag Join the Magic, you will find lots for Tales of Mithril and... Mm-hmm. Sorcerer's Raven Productions, which you guys are involved in, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you guys are all wrapped up in the social media too.
And if you're interested in checking out the actual interview, TV interview, but you don't have Shaw Cable, you could go directly to accesstelevision.ca and they'll have the video on there. Also, you could check out their Facebook page at Access Community TV.
Okay, cool. So, we're starting to run a little short on time here. We will have a guest next week, I'm sure. Just not really sure as yet who it's going to be. But we want to thank Marie for coming down today and joining us to tell us all about Tales of Mithril and the Sorcerer's Raven Productions.
Thank you. This was fun.
Yay. Come again. All right. So we're going to leave you guys with a song. It is from another friend of the show, Tiffany DeRosier, and she's going to sing... always get the composer's name wrong. I want to say Mark Cohen, but that's not right. But anyway, she's singing Alleluia.
baby.